Harper Audio presents The Names of Dead Girls, a novel by Eric Rickstad, performed by Jeffrey Kafer. Part 1. The winter of imprisonment is over. Freedom is again after years of forced dormancy. Freedom. The taste bright and metallic, like a drop of virgin's blood on the tip of the tongue. Freedom. The sight irresistible, like the first flourish of pale young female flesh in spring. Freedom. The sound musical, like the simper of the meek begging release from the mighty. Freedom. The odor intoxicating, like that of sweat shimmering off the skin of the terrified. Freedom. The feel intimate, like fingernails of the desperate raking runnels in the flesh of his face. He watches. His head bowed, head pulled tight to his brow, cracks his back and stretches his arms above his head, taking in the expanse of his domain. Emperor. Lord. He radiates with freedom, exalted. Saliva pools in the fleshy pockets at the back of his mouth, where once he extracted wisdom teeth with pliers for the sole sweet, excruciating ecstasy of it. He reaches a hand into his trousers, feels himself, dreaming of what is to come. Freedom unleashed. 1. Thursday, November 3rd, 2011. Rachel Rath's flesh knew before her mind did that she was being watched. Her face flashed hot and the skin on her back prickled, terror trickling down her spine as if her backbone were being traced with a crooked, grimy face.